The Chaitanya Charitamrita story is very wonderful. It's a rather lengthy story. And it's Lord Chaitanya's, he's basically dancing at Rath Yatra. Externally, we can see that. This is October 29th, Chaitanya Charitamrita class. The title of this class, as we heard yesterday or the day before, is Mahaprabhu's Rath Yatra dancing in Ras Lila Bhav. In the Bhav of Ras Lila. It's very interesting. Because every year there's Rath Yatra, and every year Jagannath goes from the Sri Mandir to Gundicha, Nilachala to Sundarachala, and every year for so many years, for 18 years or so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking part, dancing and chanting. But sometimes he's in different bhavs when he's dancing. Sometimes he's in Kurukshetra bhav, the bhav of Kurukshetra, and sometimes he's in Ras Lila bhav. The ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Rath Yatra. So this is just beginning, the very beginning of the Rath Yatra. So when we hear these discussions, we should try to stretch the time factor of our mind. We're not sitting here, we're actually, it's 500 years ago, and we're there, we're in Puri, we're in Orissa, and Sri Khetradham, Jagannath Puri, and it's Rath Yatra time, it's July. And just before Chaturmasya. And the Rath Yatra carts are all there, and they're beautifully standing next to Singhadwara, with a beautiful red and black, red and yellow canopies, the canopies, Shikara of Jagannath. And then next to it is Subhadra's cart, black and red. Then next to that is Balaram's cart, blue and red. Very, very beautiful, very tall and shimmering, and thousands of bhaktas and mridangas everywhere in kartals. Jai Jagannath! Jai Jagannath! Mahima! Mahima! So everyone's excited. Everyone is a peak of excitement. Jagannath, come, we're waiting for you. When are you coming out? I came here at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm waiting 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Finally at 12:30. Then who comes out first? Balaram. Because he's Dauji, big brother. So Balaram comes out to clear the way. Whose cart goes first in procession? Balaram. So Balaram goes first, and then comes the little sister, keeper between the two brothers. Then Jagannath Swami comes last. So now everyone's waiting. So there's a ceremony to bring Lord Jagannath out to the chariots, and this is a ceremony we're describing. It's called Panduvijay Utsav. And King Prataparudra has invited Mahaprabhu. This is where we left off yesterday. King Prataparudra said, "Hey, Mahaprabhu, you and all your antaranga bhaktas, why don't you come to the roof of my palace? You come to the roof of my palace and you can see very nicely the whole Panduvijay." So they, on the invitation of the king, they went there to the roof of his palace, which is right on the Grand Road, right near the Singhadwara Gate. From that vantage point, you can easily see, and then many people gather on the rooftops of all the ashramas and restaurants there, so they can easily see the carrying and all the acrobatics. They do all kinds of acrobatics and twirling and all entertainment for Jagannath before the Rath Yatra cart starts. And then they bring out first Balaram, then Subhadra, and then finally Jagannath. So this ceremony is being described. We're there now, we're seeing it, we're waiting, the big chariots and thousands of people, mridangas everywhere, and it's called the Pandava Vijay ceremony. And that's where he left off yesterday. So Lord Chaitanya is sitting on the pallet. I think he's up there, and now he's describing here. Advaita Nityayadi Sange Bhaktagan Sukhe Mahaprabhu Deke Ishwara Gaman. Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Chari Nityananda Prabhu and others, were very happy to see Jagannath begin the Rath Yatra. Ishwara Gaman, that's very interesting. Ishwara, that means the name for Jagannath. Ishwara Gaman means his movements. Ishwara Gaman, how Jagannath is going to move now. He's the Ishwara, Jagadishwara, Jagannath. Balashta Daita Gan Jaina Mata Hati Jagannath Bijay Karai Kari Hata Hati. The very strong and powerfully built carriers of the Jagannath deity called Dayatas. They were as powerful as drunken elephants. They physically carried Jagannath from the throne to the car. The throne means from a singhasan. In the temple, from inside the temple, Sri Mandir, they carried Jagannath out to the cart. So these are the dayatas. And then it says, Kataka dayita kare skanda alamban, kataka dayita dhare Sri Padmacharan. While carrying Jagannath, some of the dayatas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. Kati tate bhada drida stula patadori dui dike dayatagan uttaya tahadari. The Jagannath Murti was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk, like a seatbelt, you know? You wear the seatbelt? Well, in a car. From two sides, the dayatas caught hold of that rope. So the rope, there was a rope put around the front of Jagannath and under his arms. You know, his arms are like this. So the rope goes under like this, right? Like this. And then on each side of that rope, they're picking up the deity like this and supporting him from the back. You can see when you go there also. And that's the way, and they caught hold of this rope, and then they raised the Jagannath Deity, because you have to understand, Jagannath is about 7 feet tall and about 4 feet wide. He's huge. Maybe 5 feet wide. Uchadrida tuli sava patistane stane ekatuli haite toraya aratuli teane. Very strong, puffed up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the Singhasan to Jagannath's Rathyatrakara. The heavy deity of Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the dayatas, the strongly built carriers. And it's because they're carrying, oh, Jagannath, come on, Jagannath, oh. They're carrying the deity of Jagannath. And then they need to rest. Jagannath doesn't need to rest, but he's so heavy. He's the Lord of the universe. And he can be heavier than the heaviest or lighter than the lightest. Anora niyan mahato mahiyan. So when he's carried, he says, oh, you think you're so strong? Oh, you're so strong, dayatas? And then they go, and they're carrying, oh, it's easy, pick him up. And they pick up Jagannath. Oh, oh. And then they have these big pads, these big, like a big pillow. You say pillow? And then they rest Jagannath on that pillow. Prabhu padaghate tuli haya kanda kanda tula sabha udi jaya shabda haya prachanda. While the dayatas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke and the contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. You know, like when these little kids, there's like a balloon, you have a balloon, you know, and they put it on the ground, pop, you know? Or you take a plastic bag like this, you know, you get a plastic bag, get air in it, you know, crack. So when the Jagannath deity would hit these pillows, bam! And all this cotton, that's quite a show. And you can imagine Jagannath was smiling even more. He was, oh, this is fun. Like kids have fun, right? The kids see something and they step on it or they break something. Kids love to break things, isn't it? You know, put some bottles up on the fence and get a Gilgal. What are you doing? Oh, sorry, Mom, you know. Pick up that glass. Oh, you know. So Jagannath is like, he's in Balak Bhav. He's playful. So he's going out to his Rath Yatra. He's in a good mood. He's been cooped up inside for 2 weeks with Lakshmi. And you know what that's like. So then he's got 2 weeks of freedom. He's going for a ride. He's going, hey, let's get out of here. Hey, Balaram, let's go for a ride. Get your hot rod. And Subhadra got her sports car. Balaram got his sports car. And all three, okay, let's go. And they all three took off on a race. I mean, not so fast, but you know, in their own speed. So now he's in a good mood. So you know when you're in a good mood, you know when you're a sprightly, you know, you just like do things, you know, in that happy mood, you just feel joyful. So then when he gets on these pillows, because sometimes they put him on a pillow and it wouldn't break. Sometimes he sits on the pillow. The other times he says, oh, this is no fun. The next time, boom! And then all this stuff goes in the air. Vishambara Jagannate Ke Chalite Pare Apana Ichaya Chale Karite Vihare. Lord Jagannath is the Vishwambar. He's a maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry Jagannath from one place to another? The Lord moves by His personal will just to perform His pastimes. Icha is Bhagavan Icha, Icha Shakti. If He wants to go, He goes. If He doesn't want to go, if He wants to move, He moves. If He doesn't want to move, He can't move. Chale Karite Bihar. This is Bihar. You know, we say Bihari, Bihariji. Monkey Bihari Lal Ki Jai. And Bihar means He enjoys. Mahaprabhu Manima Manima Karitwani Nana Vadya Kolahale Kichui Nashuni. When Jagannath was transported from his singasan in the temple to the Jagannath chariot, tumultuous sounds were made by various musical instruments. Dum 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 bum 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 bum. Right? It's a festival. Here comes the Lord of the universe. Then, and what was Mahaprabhu doing? Mahaprabhu, he was just chanting, Mani Ma, Mani Ma. This is an Aryan expression, which means it's a greeting of respect, great honor. Man, you say, Manina, Manidena. Chinata Pisa, Nichinata Reva Seshna, Amanina, Manidena. Man means a great respect, great honor. It says, Mani Ma, Mani Ma. Tabe prata parudra kari apane sevan suvarna marjani lana kari pata samarjan samarjan. Like we say, Mandira Marjanando, Sri Vigrahara Dana Nichanan, Shingaratan Mandira Marjanando, Mandira Marjan. Mandira Marjan means cleansing, safkia, poncho. It says he was pat, kari pat. Pat means the road. He was cleansing the road. It's very interesting because now when you go to Rath Yatra, you see on the television, is the king sweeping the road? And the king comes on a little tiny, pretty insignificant palanquin, open on the sides. He's sitting sideways on the palanquin. No, he's sitting front. I think he's sitting sideways. Anyway, he's giving darshan. And the sides are open. And there's a white umbrella that's accompanying. So then he gets off the palanquin, which comes from his house down the street. It's a short distance to the cart. Then a white umbrella escorts him. He goes up to the top of to the chariot, the Jagannath's chariot, right in front of the deities, and they give him a broom. Right in front of Jagannath, the Jaru Seva. Jagannath's right there, right, not on this. He goes around a little bit, and he comes off and does Balaram's cart, and he gets back in the palanquin and goes back to his palace. No, not in the street. And here it says, Pat. It says, where's your pot? Pat, it says, Suvarna Marjani Lana Kari Pat Samarjan. It says, Suvarna Marjani. It's like Suvarna Jaru. So he's sweeping the road, and when Jagannath is carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom with a golden handle. Chandanjalete Kari Pata Nishechane Tucha Seva Kari Vasi Rajasimhasane. It says this is called Tucha. Tuchavat means insignificant, most trivial. Tuchavat. Even the word Tuchavat. Tuchavat. Yan Maitunadi Grihamedi Sukami Tucham. Yan Maitunadi Grihamedi is a verse in Bhagavatam. Yan Maitunadi Grihamedi Sukami Tucham. Maitun, this Sukham is Tucham. It's like for the self-realized. So tucha seva means very low, menial, insignificant service. Tucha, like Nichi seva. The king sprinkled the road. He sprinkled the road with sandal-scented water, which he doesn't do now. Although he was the king, he was engaged in tucha seva, menial service for the sake of Jagannath. Uttamhana Raja Kari Tucha Sevan Ata Eva Jagannath Tera Kripara Bhajan. Although King Prataparudra was the most exalted, respectable person, Uttamhana, still he accepted the menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the mercy. Jagannath, it says, Tucha Seva Jagannath Kripara, Kripara, Kripara Bhajan. Mahaprabhu Sukha Paila, Sei Seva Dekite, Mahaprabhu Kripa Haila, Sei Seva Haite. Upon seeing the king of Orissa engaged in Tucha Sevana, such menial service to Jagannath, Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very happy. Sukupaila, Suk. Simply by rendering this menial service, the king received the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Kripa, Sei Seva Hayate. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand Krishna or engage in his service. Atapite deva padambuja dvaya prasara leshanu grihita evahi chanati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko pi chiram vichinvan. From 10th canto of Bhagavatam, this is Brahma Stuti, chapter 14, text 29. It says, Atapite deva padambuja, he says, lesha anugraha. Prasada lesha anugraha. It says prasad. If one has received just a small fraction of mercy from God, he can understand Krishna. Others may engage in so much theory, but they can never know about Krishna. So this is a very nice point here. If a devotee accepts Mahaprabhu as the universal guru, and Jagannath as Krishna, he is benefited by the mercy of Krishna and Guru. So the very nice side point we can see from this story of Mahaprabhu's dancing at Rath Yatra and Rasalila Bhav, this is the preliminary, of course. It's a long story, it's 111 verses. So this is setting the stage. This is called the Vibhav Alambana and Vibhav Udipan. To experience bhakti ras or to experience the bhava or prem, you must mix all these bhavas. So first there's vibhav, the excitant or stimulant factors, the place, the people. So the people, of course, is called the vibhav alambana, and vibhav udipan, or the circumstances, the sounds, the sights, the rath yatra, all these things. And then everything will combine together to produce bhakti ras, or the experience of bhav, or bhakti ras. But here we see that the king, such an exalted, highly placed person, he was doing tucha seva. This is sweeping with a broom, sweeping the street. You know, have you ever seen people sweeping the streets in Vrindavan or Radhakund? What is that class of people called? They're called bhangis. So now the king, the Raja, the king, he's engaged in the seva of a bhangi. It's very significant. Tucha seva. He's the Raj. Gajapati Raj. Prataparudra. Vast, vast territory. Vast, gold, everything. But for the Lord, dasasmi. Das, das. Gopi bhartu parakamali or das, das, anu das. I am simply a servant of the servant of the servant. There is no service too great or no service too menial or too simple for me to render. I remember when we joined in America, joined Prabhupada's mission in 1975. You know, we have some qualification. We went to college, have a degree, all these things. And so when I joined, I said, so, and I moved into the ashram, Brahmacharya ashram. And I said, so now I want to practice bhakti yoga. I'm going to practice bhakti yoga. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. They said, okay, you have your Shravanam Kirtanam, you chanted your 16 rounds, you went to Bhagavat class, you had your Bhagavat Shravan, you took your prasad, you had your Archan Marg, you saw deities, everything. Now we want you to do some bhakti yoga. I said, okay, bhakti yoga. Seva, you have to do some seva. Krishna Seva. Okay, what Seva? You are highly qualified. You have an MBBS in medicine. So you have sufficient qualification to do the Seva. Your Seva is to clean the toilets. And I was not born a bhangi. And, you know, my family was like millionaires and sports cars and big estate. And I said, this is bhakti yoga? I said, yes, this is, these are not toilets, these are Krishna's toilets. These are the Vaishnava's toilets. I said, okay. So I was clean. I said, yeah, this is bhakti yoga. And then someone pointed out to me, they said, listen. And actually, after I did that for about 2 weeks, and I became very good at this. I put all my intelligence, all my experience learning into this, and I'm really good at this. Then they said, look, you did a good job. Now you graduate. You can take out the trash. You can be now you're a real bungie. You can take out, like this wagon you said that people won't touch. The wagon with all the cart with all the garbage and junk and everything. What do you say, dustbin or whatever? They said, now you take all that out. I said, oh, this is very good. They said, I'm really advancing in bhakti yoga now. I'm at the level of nishtha now. Nishtha bhakti. So then, someone advised me, he said, listen, you're a very good bungi. You're taking out this is Krishna's sacred trash. But you see, I know it's not really bhakti. Huh? Hari? Bhakti nahi? And kya kare? What am I doing? No, you're a trash man, you're a dustbin man, you're taking the dustbin trash out. But, my dear Bhakta, Bozo, or whatever your name is, he says, unless you're chanting Hare Krishna mantra, seva or mantra kesat, bina mantra, seva nishfal. Just doing seva, but mantra, maha mantra, ne kesat, then safal nahi, fruit nahi. When you're doing this seva, you have to happily do this service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the Lord's trash can, Hare Krishna. So I had to take, I have to chant and empty the trash can and then not just empty the, empty the trash can, I'm coming back. And he said, did you wash the trash can? I said, wash the trash can? He said, yes, you have to get inside the trash can with soap and clean it because it's dirty. I said, yeah, it's dirty. It's always dirty. No, it's contaminated. You had trash and now you have to clean it with soap and water. I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So then I surrendered, and did what I had to do. So I'm very touched by this story that this is Tucha Seva. This rigid attachment to caste consciousness, which is not the example of King Prataparudra. That's a very, very nice point. That we should basically be ready to do anything for the service of Guru without second thought. I mean, within the realm of, morality. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.